All right, I done that right. Okay, guys, we're gonna get started because I have a hard stop at 9:30. I got some company coming over. What we're gonna talk about tonight, this is gonna kind of be an educational night. We're gonna talk about Josh Spencer's 12 key points to successfully running your business. Some of these steps might be review for some of you, but make sure you got a pen and paper, you're taking some notes. And also, I'm going to find a way to get these out to you guys through email. I don't want to post these in the team page because I kind of told Josh that I wouldn't publicize this stuff, but I do. He did allow me to share it. So I'm going to figure out a way to get it to your email addresses. I'm going to come up with a distribution list for all my teams through email. And in addition, there's some other things we're going to talk about that I'll send you guys as well. But before we start, I kind of wanted to tease the next 2 weeks, because I wanted to make sure you guys are aware of what the next 2 weeks, this Thursday night call is going to consist of. I'm really kind of jacked and excited about the next couple weeks. Next week, and make sure you guys, you're getting to your teams and you're letting everybody know not to miss the next 2 weeks. Next week, we're going to have Aaron Mathis on the call. For those of you that don't know who Aaron Mathis is, he is our founding coach in our line all the way to the top of Beachbody. And what that means to you guys is when this coaching opportunity started 4 years ago, it started out with a subset of coaches. You know, there was like 15 coaches that started, and they all were basically what's considered founding coaches, and their teams built down from there. Aaron is our top. He is a top coach. He's one of the founding coaches, one of the people that Beachbody went to when they started this back in 2007 and said, do you want to be a founding coach? I talked to him earlier this week. And he's going to his call is ironically the same time as ours, so he's got his team call going on right now. It's always Thursday night at 5:30 for him, which is 8:30 our time. He's over in Washington, but he's gonna get a pinch hitter next week and come on our call for about 15, 20 minutes to a half an hour. So you guys are not gonna want to miss it. He's very dynamic. He's very down to earth, and he's gonna be able to take a lot of questions from you guys. So start thinking about some things you would love to ask a founding coach. So next week, Aaron Mathis is going to be on the call. That's the 14th of April. And then April 21st, we are going to have Jeremy Redd from Beachbody Corporate come on our call. For those of you that don't know who Jeremy Redd is, Beachbody is really taking what I would call the coaching network, and they've hired some people to really assimilate and to really kind of be on a one-on-one basis with us coaches. If there was ever a flaw that I saw in the way things were before, it was that there was always like a, you know, a father son or a mother daughter type relationship with corporate. You know, you talk to them and there's just like that that dynamic that was kind of drastically different. And Beachbody's hired some individuals to work very closely with the coaches out in the field, meaning to the point where me and Jeremy have gotten so close that we basically rip on each other, rag on each other, and have a good time, and we can be honest with each other. Like, for instance, last night, I was texting him back and forth, told him what a bunch of rods you guys were for doing this code upgrade on the last night of a pay period. For those of you that didn't notice, Beachbody's website was down until almost 4 in the morning last night. And it really pissed me off because, you know, for me as a 3-star diamond, I had a hard time doing drill down reports. I couldn't do anything last night. I really had to get a hold of Ron and my diamonds to really start drilling down, looking at your own teams to make sure things were set. I couldn't do what I wanted to do on the last night because the site was down. So I told him, you know, I just had that type of an open relationship with him. So getting back to why he's coming on the call, he's coming on our call on Thursday the 21st. He's going to basically be working with our team very closely. It's going to kind of be an introduction into that. He's going to get to meet a lot of you guys, so bring questions, and you guys are going to have a what I would call a direct line to Jeremy, and he's going to start to challenge you. One of the things that I took from the game plan Lansing, one of the things I took from the game plan Florida, and just one of the things I took from the cruise is that I can be doing more. I can be doing more for my own business. I can be doing more for the people that are counting on me to help them out with, you know, get to their fitness goals, like Ron just alluded to. But I can do more for my team, you guys. And Jeremy's going to help me do that. He's going to help me really kind of set some goals for myself, set some goals for the team, and he wants to work with all of us. So Jeremy's going to be on the call April 21st. He is Beachbody Corporate, but he's really set out to help coaches, you know, not only figure out what their goals are, but he would challenge you to get to those if you want to work with him one-on-one. There's going to be more Jeremys. There's actually two of them right now, Jeremy for our side of the country, and there's Alethea for the left coast or, you know, the Pacific side. There's going to be, from what I'm understanding, I talked to Jeremy again today, talked to him yesterday, there's going to be like up to 10 of these people by the end of the year working for Beachbody, which is, I think, is great. You know, these people they're bringing in have the dynamic of they have the same culture as we do. They're Generation Xers. You know, they really relate to us. And I think it's going to be a good thing. So be looking on that for April 21st. So next 2 weeks of calls are going to be really exciting. I'm really excited for it. Also, I was just telling at the top of the call, I have figured out how to access all the times I've hit star 9 to record these calls. I figured out how to finally access them all on the Internet. Jason and I were working on it yesterday, and when you listen to a recorded call, it always asks for a reference number. Well, I just found the page with all these little reference numbers, and we tested it out, and there are access numbers for all the different calls. So right now there's like 10 calls in the background, including the one that some of you have asked for, that Christina Richardson call from a few weeks ago. So I figured out how to access those. I'm going to be posting the line of calls in Team Sparty here over the next few days. I got to wait because I want to weed out all the old GSRs and just save the one that we done this past Sunday. I'm going to have one on there. Jason and I tag teamed and done one together this past Sunday, which I thought was the best GSR call that we've ever had. Some of you might have been on the call this past Sunday, and it was just really informative. It was we had a lot of great questions from the people on the line, and we had like 30 people. The call was a lot longer than normal, but it was great information, some great digression into topics, and it's full of good info. So I'm going to delete all the old GSRs and keep that one in there. So as soon as I get weed through all these and get the old calls out we don't want to keep, I'm going to post them all. Any questions you guys got so far? Okay, I'm seeing 30 people on the line right now, which is good for having a lot of people say they couldn't join tonight. 31 people. So what we're going to do tonight is talk about 12 important points about your Beachbody business. And I think this is going to be very beneficial for a lot of the new coaches on the call. I know we have several on the call here. But even you experienced coaches, I think you're going to get some nuggets of information out of there, things that you didn't know. Again, I'm going to figure a way to send these out so you have them paper-wise, but take some notes for tonight, especially the new coaches on the line. Number one was a thing that Andy and I talked about earlier this week, and that's how to make a coach switch. Many of you guys are going to encounter people on Facebook and just, you know, through social media who you're going to relate to that might already have a Team Beachbody coach. And at some point they're going to ask you, well, you've helped me so much, can't you be my coach? And the answer to that is yes. Any customer who built a free account or is a club member has the ability to switch coaches as much as they want. They are not tied to you forever. Now, coaches can't change coaches. That's not prohibited. But customers can change coaches. However, guys, there is a business ethics involved in this because, obviously, there's a such thing as karma. And you want to make sure you're doing this very, very you know, classy. I've had this happen to me a lot over the last 2 years that I've related to people and they wanted me to be their coach. A lot of them have switched to me. Some of them have talked out of it because the reality of it is you don't want to steal another coach's customer if they already have a relationship. The first thing you should be asking these people is, do you already have a coach? And when they ask you to switch, and they're going to say yes, and you're going to ask them, do you know who it is? Do you have a relationship with that person? A lot of the people have never heard from their coach. That's an immediate tip-off to me. If they've never heard from their coach, shame on that other coach. Absolutely, you can switch to me. If that other person has never contacted their customer to help them out, they don't really understand what Team Beachbody is about. It's about helping people. So, yes, that's at that point, I usually will tell the person how to do it, which I'm going to explain in a minute. But the other side of it is sometimes there is a relationship, and you don't want to crush that. I've actually had a customer who wanted to become a coach, not just switch to me, and they happened to be a customer of one of my very best friends in this business, Josh Spencer. He actually has become one of my coaches, and because I wanted to make sure we'd done the right things, this guy just really related to me. He might even be on the line tonight, Dan. You know, we approached Josh, I approached Josh, and we'd done the right thing. Josh said, go for it. You know, you guys got a relationship built. You're from Michigan, and there can probably be a better one-on-one relationship there. So what I'm getting at, guys, is do the right thing. If that person says, yes, I have a coach, you know, encourage them to have that discussion with them to make sure, you know, that they're okay with it, because you wouldn't want, in return, someone to leave you without giving you the opportunity, right? So, you know, be a stand-up person, have integrity, and do the right things. So with that being all said, here's the answer and how to make a coach change. If anybody ever approaches you and says, I want you to become my coach, and I already have a free Team Beachbody account, all they simply have to do is send an email to coachrelations@teambeachbody.com. Again, that's coachrelations@teambeachbody.com. In the subject line, they're going to put simply coach change. In the body of the message, they're going to put, I would like to switch to Andy Mahoney, and Andy's going to give that person his ID number, and simply that's all you need to put. I want this person to be my coach, Andy Mahoney, here's his ID number. And if you really want to get exact, you can even put Andy's email address in there. What's going to happen is that individual that sends the email is going to get an immediate response within 5 to 10 minutes. It's going to be an automated response from the coach relations email system. It's going to give them an incident number. They can wait. It's going to happen on its own. But if you want to be expeditious, you can have your customer call 1-800-240-0913, which is coach relations number. Give them the incident number. They will pull it out of the system and make the change on the spot. You can literally have this all done in 15 minutes. Because the automated email comes, and you can call them, pull the incident number, and they will do it for you. You cannot call coach relations and have them change without that email being sent, because that's their record that someone's requested it. They don't know who you are on the phone. The email shows that it's coming from that person's email address. And yes, the customer sending the email address has got to send that email from the address they have registered as a free customer. So are there any questions, guys, on how to make a coach change and the integrity part?
Can you say that number again?
The phone number is 800-240-0913. That's Coach Relations' phone number, guys. You all need to know that number, because that's the number you're not only going to do this, that's the number you're going to call if you ever have any problems with your home direct orders or need to change a credit card on a file. Coach Relations is our dedicated desk for us coaches.
Can you repeat that number one more time?
Repeat the what?
The
Coach Relations email address. Is that what you want, Anita?
No, the phone number.
Okay, it's 800-240-0913.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Guys, any more questions on how to make a coach switch? Okay. Here's something else that I bet you a lot of coaches didn't realize. A lot of you do. If you sign up a new coach and you inadvertently put them on the wrong leg, meaning let's say Anita, brand new coach, wants to get Emerald, and she signs her first coach on the left leg and forgets to change it and signs a second coach on the left leg too, you have a 72-hour rule where you can change that position of the coach. Very similar to a coach change, what you're going to do is send an email once again to coachrelations@teambeachbody.com. And in the body of the message, what are you going to put? Coach change. Okay? So not the body, but the subject line, you're going to put coach change. And you're simply going to put in the body of the message that you just signed up a coach on the date that you signed them up at. You're going to give that coach ID number, because you're going to get notified in your back office of the coach that just signed up and their ID number. You're going to put that in the email. And you're going to say, I meant to sign them on my far right side, you know, and you sign them on the left by accident. You're just going to explain. Very simple, two lines. You're going to explain what happened in the email, and you're going to send it. Once again, you're going to get an automated response from the system with an incident number. You call that phone number that I just gave you, and they would do it live with you on the phone. So you have the ability to make a coach change anytime within the first 72 hours. After that, it is hard-coded. There is no changing it. So make sure when you are all signing coaches up, two things. One, try to avoid this. Make sure that preferred placement is set to where you want it. I would advise after you sign up a coach, you go in there and set it to where you want the next coach to be. Now, obviously, sometimes that changes depending on the strength of the coach you think is coming on, because obviously you want to put strong coaches in your weak leg. You know, there's always some caveat that may make you change that. But, you know, if you're building early on and you're just trying to get, you know, emerald to ruby to diamond, try to get in the habit of setting that placement after you signed a coach to where you want the next one to be. You're never going to have a screw-up. But you are allowed. The reason they don't allow coach changes after 72 hours is because the rate that our teams are growing these days, that can really affect someone's pay bonuses, things of that nature, when you move a coach around. Once 72 hours has passed, it's very, very tangled and difficult to pull a coach out and put him somewhere else without affecting a lot of the downline. So after 72 hours, it's no longer allowed. Everybody get that? Any questions on coach position change? Who didn't know that? Just out of curiosity, just say aye. Who didn't know you can move a coach? Okay, I guess everybody was on to that one. Success points. Does anybody on the call not know how to get success points? Don't be shy. Just, you don't have to give your name. Just say, I don't. Okay, I can skip this one unless you guys want me to review how we get Success Club points. You know what? I'm going to go over it very briefly just in case. Success Club points, you know, are what obviously get you so many things in this company these days. Success Club is the main focus of everything that Beachbody is really doing as far as rank advancement, team building, the reward trips, all the different contests. You get Success Club points by doing one of two things: signing a new coach on Home Direct within the first 30 days of their enrollment, or at any time, any of your customers who go on Shakeology Home Direct, you get a point for. So, you know, to make Success Club Five Guys is really very simple. If you're able to sign up two coaches a month, which, you know, is one coach every 15 days, which is not hard if you're working your business. You know, a lot of people tell me it's so hard, you know, and I dispute that. Signing up coaches is not hard if you're working your business and if you're showing your passion, wearing your heart in your sleeve, and you're genuine and you care for the people that you're talking to. It's not difficult. 2 points for coaches on Shakeology Home Direct the first 3 days of enrollment, 1 for customers, Shakeology Home Direct at any time. 5 points a month will get you a Success Club eligible for the month. And a $50 bonus. And if you make Success Club 10, which is obviously like 4 coaches and 2 customers, or maybe it's all 5 coaches, you get a $100 bonus at the end of the month. So getting Success Club points qualify you for the trip at the end of the year. If you make Success Club 5 or 10 for 9 of the 12 months, you're on the trip. If you make 50 points for the year, you're eligible for the trip with a small check written to Beachbody to cover some of the costs. If you make Success Club points in the vicinity of 100 points, but you don't make 9 of the 12 months, you just got 100 points, like you had a killer month, like 30 points 1 month, you're also eligible for the trip with an even smaller check to Beachbody. So you can get on the trip 3 different ways. 9 of 12 months making Success Club 5 or 10, or hitting 50 points or 100 points. Now, who on the call does not know where to find their points? Come on, you guys all can't be geniuses. Someone doesn't know, right?
I don't know where to find my points.
Okay. I'm glad. Just pop out things like that, guys. Otherwise, I'm going to skip over some things.
I don't know where to find mine.
Yep. When you're in your back office, hopefully those persons that didn't know, you guys all know where the back office is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Under my business tab is like the main set of options that you're going to really be operating for, and you know what I mean in time here. Under the my business tab, you have my downline, my coaches, my orders. The very second to last one says basically my qualification status. And when you click on my qualification status, over to the right, it says Success Club. So if you click on Success Club, that shows you the amount of points you have in the current month. And when you have points, you can click on those points and it tells you where they came from, a drill down. And at the top of that page, you can change months to previous months to see where your points are. But at the bottom of the most current page, it always shows you the amount of points you have for the current year. That's where you see your Success Club points. That's where you can keep your motivation and say, holy crap, I already got 20 points this year. I only need 30 more, and I'm going to be on that trip. Guys, Success Points are Success Club, and they are everything for building your business. If you're focusing on just getting these 5 points a month, your business is going to just explode because that means at least 2 new coaches every single month. That's 24 coaches a year.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, now, when you said, is it 50 points or 100 points?
It's both. There's 3 ways to get on the trip. There's make Success Club 5 or 10, 9 months, okay? So if you make if you get just 5 points 9 of the 12 months of the year, and if you're starting now, you got to hit every month. Actually, there's a fast track for new coaches. Remind me to tell you about the fast track here in a second. But for most coaches, 9 of the 12 months, they'd have to start right now in April because there's 9 months left. If you make 9 months in a row, the trip is paid for you. You go to Cabo San Lucas on Beachbody. Your hotel, your meals, everything is paid for, with the exception of, I think, your airfare is what you have to get over there.
We're going to Canada, eh?
No, we're not going to Canada. But
I just wanted to know if the points that you said, like 50 points or 100 points, I can't remember which one you said, 50 or 100, but does it have to be in 1 month, those points, or just accumulation over the time?
That's 50 points for the whole year.
Okay, that's all right, thanks.
So that should really motivate someone who's been a coach for a while. It doesn't think they can get 9 to 12 months, but they can get 50 points. You know, what happens is you get 50 points, you are now eligible to go on the trip, which means if you want to go on the trip, you are invited. You write a check to Beachbody for $1,000, which is like a four to $5,000 vacation, $1,000, and then you get the same exact type of trip that a coach that qualified for it for 9 months got. And then if you get 100 points for the year, most 100-point people have made Success Club in 9 months, but there is a way to do it without making the 9 to 12 months. But if you get 100 points, then the trip only costs you $500. So you can make the trip 3 different ways. Now, I might be saying this wrong, so Ron or Chris or Rob or any of my experienced coaches, anybody, Andy, who might have known more about it just by pulling it up, putting it out on my computer right now. Any new coach, I keep picking on Anita. She's just the one I know is new and on the call. Any new coach who makes Success Club, I believe, only 6 months and gets to Diamond in your first 90 days, that's considered the fast track. You are now eligible for the trip in only 6 months versus 9. So for any new coach on the call who has not passed their 90 days yet, if you get to Diamond rank in 90 days, and hopefully someone who has their computer can pull it up and validate that for me. I know that's how it was last year. I think it's the same this year. The fast track is for new coaches who get to Diamond in 90 days or less and make Success Club for 6 months. You are on the trip. So that's motivation for the new coaches. You have to do it in less time than I do. But what Beachbody is really not forcing you to do, obviously, but pushing you to do, is you're Diamond in 90 days. You get Diamond in 90 days. Anybody that gets Diamond, that's about a guaranteed $200 to $250 a week business, $1,000 a month. So it should be motivation for you to get to Diamond. Do it in 90 days. Only have to qualify for any 6 months, and you're on the trip. Paid for, not just the points, paid for. Any questions, guys, on Success Points? I mean, that is so important. I get questions from so many coaches that have no idea what Success Club is. That really means you're not plugging in.
I can just mention one more thing. It's Fred. I think this is right, but on the Success Club of 5, for instance, at least 2 of the 5 points need to be with a new coach.
Correct.
You can't have all 5 points on Shakeology, for instance, or something like that.
For customers, correct.
Right.
Yep, at least at least, and I think it's actually two coaches, Fred, if you make Success Club 10. But
right.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, and you brought another point to make me remind people, too. That is correct. At least two of your 5 points or four of your 10 have to be from new coach signups on Shakeology Home Direct. And that's good because it forces you to bring people into your business, which, again, builds your business. An important rule change this year, which I thought was awesome. Last year, for instance, if you signed a coach up on the 27th of the month, you only had 4 days to get them on their Shakeology Home Direct, or you sacrificed those 2 points, which I thought stunk because it was calendar month last year. This year they've changed it to now whenever the coach signs up, you have 30 days period to get the 2 points for Success Club to get them on Shakeology Home Direct. Now, most coaches who are doing the right thing are getting their coaches to sign up on Shakeology Home Direct when they check out because you're helping them with their business. You're letting them have their story started right away so they can tell people about Shakeology because those coaches on this call who are building know that it's around Shakeology. And the longer your coaches wait to get their story started on Shakeology, the longer they wait to build their business because they got no story or basis to tell people about it. So you should be getting all your new coaches started on Shakeology at home at, you know, during the checkout process. Now, there are some caveats. Sometimes people just have to wait a couple weeks because of finances, and who am I to ever judge that? You know, but that is sometimes the case. So Beachbody's allowed you now 30 days. So let's say you sign up a coach on the 28th of March and they buy Shakeology on the 24th of April, you're set. However, the points are given to you in April, not in March. So just be cognizant of that. And I guess I don't care where the points are given, as long as I know that now. Any questions on that? Okay, before we go on to the next one, I'm challenging everybody to make Success Club in April and May. And you're going to see why on Saturday. Saturday is a Super Saturday event, and there's some hoopla and some contests going around for people that sign up on Success Club in April and May. You're going to have to wait till Saturday to see that. So I want everyone to try to make Success Club. And really, that should be your focus every month. Just Success Club. You don't have to worry about 100 things to do to build your Beachbody coaching business. And Ron and Rob, anybody experienced on the call, you tell me if you disagree. But if you focus on Success Club and Fred, you know, who's one of my Success Club rock stars this year, if you focus on Success Club only, what happens, guys? You answer that. Now they go silent on me.
Your business starts to go.
Go ahead, Fred.
You make, you definitely make some money.
You make some money? How about some coaches coming into your business?
Well, that's what I was really going to say. I mean, but really what you start to do is you start to get to the opportunity to really make a difference in your business because now you're exposing other people, in your building of your business. You get other coaches now interested, and now I'm starting to get to the point where I've got coaches now that have the same level of passion that I do, and even more, I think, in some of them. So it's very exciting. It's motivating even for me to have something like that going on. So
now, Ron, what do you think happens when you only focus on Success Club?
When you see the rewards of Success Club, it actually, I think it makes the business easier, honestly.
That's what I was looking for, was that it...
The reason I say it makes the business easier is because, first of all, and one of the game plan points is to treat your business like a business, but I don't even think that's the best start mentality. I think that's a great mentality when you've reached diamond or star diamond or whatever.
Yep.
I think the best start mentality is treat your business like a part-time job. If you go to a part-time job and maybe my dad worked at a bowling alley for, I don't know, a couple of years, part-time because he wanted a stereo system. That was a long time ago. And when you show up at that part-time job, maybe you're working 12 hours a week, maybe you're working 15 or 20, but regardless, You show up, you put your time in, they give you a list of duties, you do the duties, and that's it. And Success Club gives you a focus on what duties to do in your part-time job here.
Yep.
If you treat this like a part-time job, I'm sorry, but getting two coaches and a customer every month in a 30-day period shouldn't be difficult. I have a lot more difficulty myself getting customers than coaches because it's easy to convince people to save 25%. That's just my thing. But focusing on Success Club means, for me, it meant, I think, an extra $220 last month, plus what my signups were. But that's what I've done. Like, what I've done this month is put a sign up. I my goal is Success Club 10, because I figure if I miss Success Club 10 by hitting Success Club 5, I'm cool. I'm good to go. And I put up a sign in my room that I see every morning when I wake up. It says, goal, Success Club 10, April, and I've got a check-off list of all my points. So far, I have 1 point. And so I'm going to check off my points as I go. Just like my progress with my fitness, I can check off the day to see if I've done what I need to do. I can see, you know, what I need to do to get to where I want to go. And it's just that simple. Just do it.
Most people are kind of, you know, and I've heard it from a lot, treat your business like a business is one of the old game plan rules, like Ron said. So many people ask me, what does that mean? How do I treat it like a business? What do I do? And Success Club just makes it very simple. Just do Success Club. Focus on Success Club. Everything happens from Success Club. Coaches come into your business. Customers come into your business, which is what it's all about. You're building a team. You're rank advancing. Constantly rank advancing. You go from Emerald to Ruby to Diamond to Star Diamond. You're qualifying for the contests, the trips. Everything happens from that. So for the new coaches on the line, do one thing. Focus on Success Club. That's it. If you focus on Success Club and you make it this month, guess what? The new coach has just become Emerald. Boom. Which is what I tell you guys, one of your first goals should be Emerald. Well, it's going to happen because you focus on Success Club. One simple thing. Focus on Success Club. Go into the back office, read all you can on Success Club. That builds your business. Okay, guys, I'm going to move on. I'm getting really behind. Wowie workouts. Everybody should be logging your workouts at least 8 times a month in a 30-day period. However, my requirement is I want you logging your workout every single day, 6 days a week. I would love to think every coach on this line is working out 6 days a week. You know, the reality of it is some aren't. But log your workouts every day. Even though you're not required as a coach, you are required as an Emerald to get the free customers. Get in the habit now of logging your workouts. There is a requirement to log your workouts 8 and a 30-day period to get the free customers, which is why you need to get in the habit of it now. Anybody, don't be ashamed to say you don't, but does anybody on the call not know how to log a workout? Okay, good. So Wowie workouts, it's a little tidbit that most people might not know, that you need to have 8 in a rolling 30-day calendar in order to be eligible for the free customers when you get to Emerald. The next one, Star Diamond Rank Advancement. For some of you, that may be a long ways away, but it's going to come up faster than you know. So for people on the call who are Diamond right now, or approaching Diamond, or Ruby, it's going to come up very soon. When you went from coach to Emerald, from Emerald to Ruby to Diamond, there was no waiting period in order to be considered that rank. When you go past Diamond, when you hit 1 star, 2 star, 3 and above, there is a 6-week waiting period before Beachbody recognizes you as a 1 star, a 2 star. So be cognizant and aware of that. Ron, you're going to be there very close. Rob's going to be there very close. Andy and Shane are getting close. Understand that when you have a Diamond coach come on your team and you're hit 1 star, you're going to see something change in the back office. It's going to stay, your rank's still going to be Diamond, but your qualification status, because a lot of you see that, don't know what the hell it means. You're going to start using that field that says qualification status. It's going to say 1 star qualifying. You have to keep your rank for 6 weeks before Beachbody recognizes you at that rank of 1 star and above, which means they are challenging you to not only get there, but build your team enough, make that solid enough that it keeps for 6 weeks. Then when that six-week qualifying period's done, then your name will be plastered on the coach call on Monday, and that qualification status changes to none, and the one above it, your rank goes to one-star diamond or two-star. Does everybody understand that? So, for instance, my goal is to be five-star diamond here in the next within the next month and a half. I had that six-week qualification period. I'm planning, hopefully this week, to go by next Thursday to be four- and five-star qualifying. I want to do those six-week periods at the same time. I want to capitalize on hitting two changes in the same week and then have 6 weeks count for two rank advancements. So that's an advantage if you can manipulate that. Any questions, guys, on Star Diamond rank advancement? Okay. For those coaches that are new all the way up to the experienced one, cannot stress enough how important it is to be sending out weekly coach check-ins, either on Facebook to all your customers or through email. Cannot stress how important that is. Cannot stress how many people will reply, how many people I've gotten from doing that to become a coach. You should be sending out weekly coach check-ins to all your customers. So for those new people, take note, because when you become Emerald and Beachbody starts assigning you anywhere from 3 to 7 new customers every week, you're going to want to go in there and send a weekly coach check-in. Now, what does that mean? You know, by all means, send me a message on Facebook. I'll send you an example of one. But all that is just basically sending a check-in message, asking your customers how they're doing, encouraging them to rely on you for any questions, telling them about what you're doing, showing them that you're a real person that does work out. Show them that you're a real person that struggles sometimes. If I have a bad week eating, I say that in my message. You know, if I have a bad week working out, I say that in my message to them. I want these people to know that I'm real, that I make mistakes, that I'm not perfect, because they will relate to you better. Send a weekly coaching message. Treat it like a blog. Send out to your customers. Let them know what's going on. I always tease Shakeology maybe 1 week. The next week I might tease a coaching opportunity where they can save 25%. But I'm always talking about my journey, asking them how their journey's going, talking about some things going on. Like a couple weeks ago, for instance, I said, hey, anybody in the Michigan area, we got the Michigan game plan coming here. If you're interested in learning more about Beachbody, you know, contact me for the details. I actually had one person come out from that. Coach weekly check-in messages. You might not think you have the time, but you don't have the time not to do those. So if you're a coach who's got a lot of customers and not doing them, I hope you will start doing those. Weekly coach check-in messages are very valuable, especially when you get to know these people. You can add them on Facebook, and Facebook changes everything. They get a face now with that person that's sending them messages. Any questions, guys, on weekly coach check-ins? Okay. Placement strategy, you know, for those of you who are pretty new to it and not exactly sure a lot of times where to place your coaches, obviously, when you're trying to get to Emerald, your first two coaches, you sign up, one on your left, one on your right. Understand that you will always have a weak leg, and one leg will always be strong. You might not know what that is right away, but you will definitely see that develop very quickly. If you're a coach who's blessed, which most of us are not, you're going to have even legs, but that doesn't happen for most people. One leg always drastically is a lot more than the other, and that is because one leg is always being contributed to by more than just you. You got me, or you got your coach, anybody above you putting people below you, because you got to think of your leg like a ladder leaning against a house. Every step represents a person, and that leg that your coach may have put you on is also contributed by me or somebody else. So there's constantly people going into that leg, which is why it's called a strong. Because remember, the bonus structure not only represents the people you bring into the business, but the people anybody bring in below you. Now, your inside leg or your weak leg is a leg that's really only contributed by you and the coaches you put there. That's why it's called a weak. It builds slower, which is why, take notes, it's a good strategy, and I hate labeling like this, but you have to do this. The coaches you bring into the business who you think are going to be really great at this, you might want to consider putting on your weak leg. That means you have to work less as hard, because if they're going to be great coaches, they're going to be building, which is going to help you. the discount coaches, the people you bring on strictly for the 25% discount for Shakeology, which you don't think any has any interest in building, you might want to put those in your strong leg, because that strong leg is building drastically. It's twice or three times the rate, or for me, five times the rate of my other leg. I put those people over there. Does that make sense, guys? And then finally, placement strategy, plain and simple. Really, the best way is just to put people on your far left or your far right. You definitely can start going inside on your left and right leg, but it becomes very convoluted, and you should have a conversation with me or Jason Diebold, my coach, if you ever want to do that and why you want to do that, and we may talk you out of it. For those of you that don't know, be very, very thankful that you're in the lineage you're in, because Jason, my coach, is probably one of, if not the most gifted people, I think, in the company at understanding the genealogy and really the implications and everything that comes within placing a coach. He has the ability and a foresight to really see things for more than what you just peer where you're going to put a coach. He sees 2, 3, 4 steps in advance. So when your genealogy starts to become large, and it will, if you're working your business and making a success club, your genealogy, your team's going to be building very quickly, and it starts to take off like a mind of its own, because people you bring into the business, they're bringing people in too, and it takes off like a snowball down a hill. So, you know, over time, it's going to become, where do I put this person? Where's the best place? Get with me or Jason, and let us have a little consult and help you out. We have a very, very good resource in Jason, and I'm very glad that I'm able to call him up whenever I want and help me out with that placement. Any questions, guys, on placement? There is a strategy. Just don't think you can put anybody anywhere. There's definitely a science behind it, so rely on us, your upline, to help you out. Rank advancement. Let's just touch on that a little bit more. If you're a new coach, this is probably going to be, you know, I've had this question a million times. And again, some of these things, guys, might be elementary for you, but some of them you might not, you know, new coaches aren't going to realize this, which is why I think it's beneficial to talk about this tonight. But new coach rank advancement, you only rank advance based on your PS coaches, your personally sponsored coaches. I have so many coaches that are new that come up to me and say, hey, I've already got 3 or 4 coaches underneath me. Why haven't I hit Emerald or Ruby? Well, you know, I have to simply tell them that's because I put those coaches there. You didn't. So just know from the get-go, for all the new coaches, you only rank advance based on your own personally sponsored coaches, the people that you bring into the business, and you're their coach. So, you know, the perfect scenario would be for you to come in and sign up 2 coaches right away yourself and your Emerald. A bad scenario would be for you to come into the business and all of a sudden I put a coach on your left and your right just for business building purposes, and you think you're Emerald when you're not. You only rank advance based on your own personally sponsored coaches. Everybody understand that? Okay. Customer lead program. In order to qualify for the customer lead program, all, you have to be Emerald coach and be a club member. There's a big misconception there that most people think that as soon as they get Emerald, they should get the free customers. There's 2 different versions of Emerald. There's Emerald Coach, who is eligible for the bonus program. There's Emerald Coach, who is eligible for the bonus program and the free customers. 2 different things. If you become active and your 2 coaches become active and you do nothing more, you are now an Emerald Coach eligible to make bonuses off of your team. If you do nothing more, don't expect any customers to pop into your back office. There's basically additional requirements to get those free customers. 1, like I just said, you've got to upgrade to becoming a club member. Why do you have to pay $38.87 every 3 months to become a club member to get those free customers? Because Beachbody wants to know that, A, you have access to the full website if you're going to be getting questions and comments and help requests from your customers. They want to know that you can help them out, because a coach who does not have club access does not have access to the meal planning, to the additional videos, to building a specific meal plan for a customer based on their height, weight, and all that. You can't do that when you're not a club member, and that's not going to be very helpful when a customer asks you to help them build a meal plan. I get that all the time. So you need to upgrade. There is no requirement to do it until you get to Emerald if you want the free customers. So I usually encourage a lot of my coaches, don't need to do it until you get to Emerald. But when you get to Emerald, you're going to need to upgrade that, which, yes, is going to cost you $38.87 every 3 months, or if you want to break it down, it's about an additional $13 every month on top of the $14.95. That's still about $25 to build one hell of a business every single month. In addition, you have to make sure your profile page is nice and tidy. These are logistical stuff now. Your profile page has to have your before and after picture and your bio written at the top. Nothing disturbs me and irks me more than to go to a coach page and see nothing but that blue silhouette of a man or a woman. That means they haven't touched their page yet. Should be doing that from the getting started right call. So that's another requirement to get the free customers. And the final one is you have got to log your workouts in WOWIE. 8 in a 30-day period. So does everybody understand the difference between Emerald with bonus program and Emerald bonus program with free customers now? You guys are a very good group. I got 40 or 38 people on the call and no one's asking questions. Receiving credit for Beachbody orders. Every single one of you is going to encounter this. You work on a customer forever or a prospect forever, and they finally place an order based on the information you gave them and how to do it, and they screw up and they go to Beachbody.com versus TeamBeachbody.com. How many people on this call have had that happen to them?
Yep.
I did.
You can get credit for those orders, okay? You can get credit for them. All you need to do is have your customer call, do a three-way call with you to Coach Relations. Your customer will give them their Beachbody.com order number from the retail side of the house. Our Coach Relations department has access to that system. They will pull the order up as long as that customer tells them on the line that they intended to make the sale with you. They will transfer that sale over to you in TeamBeachbody.com and make that customer one of your free customers so going forward they don't screw up again. You have the ability to get that credit if you do it within, I believe it's the first 30 days. So don't ever think that you don't have the ability to go back and get that credit because you do. I just done it. Not sure if Sarah Lounsdale is on the line or not. I just done it with her this week. You have the ability. She's like, my customer screwed up. I don't see it. That just, you know, she's like, I guess I just lick my wounds and learn. I'm like, no, you can get credit. You can get credit if your customer makes a mistake and buys off of Beachbody.com. More importantly, too, another caveat, if you have a customer who meant to sign up with you and they screwed something up, they did go to TeamBeachbody.com. They just didn't go to your page and sign up as a free customer. What happens is when they're not referred to through your page, they do get a free Team Beachbody account just like they would if they built it under you, but the system auto-assigns them to a coach. So your customer may tell you, yep, I got my Team Beachbody account and I ordered from your store, but you go into the back office and you don't see it. That means they screwed up, didn't go to your page. They just went to TeamBeachbody.com and created a free account without going to your page and doing it. You can still get credit for that too. You call, do a three-way call the same way. They'll pull that order up in the TeamBeachbody.com system based on your customer telling them what order number it was, and they're going to say, yeah, you signed up with Phil, you know, Phil James, the coach, versus, you know, Julie McCallum. And they will change that order over to you and change that customer over to you when the customer confirms she meant to give it to you. So Beachbody is cool that they will match that stuff up to you if your customer makes a mistake. Any questions on that, guys? The last two things are tips, which you guys really need to start doing. Have any of you guys on the call ever heard of Evernote? Mm-hmm. Evernote is a system that you can go on, and it basically will house different types of scripts or templates of emails or messages or welcome messages. And you guys are going to, as your business builds, you are going to get a ton of repeat questions from your customers. You're going to get a lot of commonly asked questions from your customers. And rather than typing this stuff over and over, start keeping track. Maybe you just take a Word document and just start documenting all your emails. So you can always go back, grab that information, and just paste it back to your customers. It may not seem like a big deal to you now when you just get a few customers asking every so often, but when you get over 2,000 customers, like I'm starting, you know, I'm almost approaching 2,000 customers and getting sometimes 50 to 75 emails a day, it's going to become very clear to you that you need a better system. So start to keep track of your most commonly answered questions, comments, weekly check-in, starter messages, everything. Start creating a document. Use Evernote. Use a Word document. If you're old school, you know, keep an email folder full of all your responses so you can go back and cut and paste. But my point is, start creating scripts because they're going to allow you to cut down on time, especially when it's still you writing the note. It was just you writing it 6 months ago, but the answer is the same. You know, start creating scripts and start cutting your time because I'm at the point in my business where time for me is very, very difficult to come by. You know, between my customers, my coaches, my requirements for my day job and everything else, my days are flying by right now. So I need to try to maximize and make the best of my time at all times. And I still need to make some time in there for myself, too, to get my workout in. So creating scripts, guys, very, very valuable. It might not seem like much to you now, but start doing it now so it's much easier down the road. The last thing, guys, forwarding emails, forwarding messages, forwarding information. Many of you on the call have teams. Many of you guys on the call have teams that are growing very big. I'm not responsible for your teams. I am support for your teams. I am there for your teams. But I'm not going to forward messages to everybody. Teams Party changes that whole thing a little bit. It's easy to reach the masses right there. That's why it's so important for you guys to add all your coaches on that page. But when I send out emails, when I send out information, I'm sending them to my PSs. I'm sending them to the coaches on this call who are, I'm their coach. Now, there's coaches on this call where I'm not your coach, so it is very important that you act as a forward mechanism to your teams. When you get something from me, you forward it to the distribution list of your coaches. That's how this works. That's how you guys basically are doing the same exact thing and replicating what I'm doing. And then your coaches do the same thing. You want to basically forward things at a level, you know, at a coach level basis. Again, Team Sparty changes that dynamic quite a bit because we all have the ability to go in there and add people to the group. Now, with that being said, many of you guys saw me post something the other day. I have a feeling that there's a number of coaches or number of members in Team Sparty who are not coaches right now because I'm starting to see some polls sometimes of asking questions about coaching. Please, guys, do not add team members who are prospects. Do not add your friends on there because you want them to learn about coaching. That's not the right venue. Get a three-way call with me. Get them to the Tuesday call. If you have added people on there who are not coaches in our downline or gotten permission to ask them because you guys are definitely part of our adopted family and we love having you, don't just add prospects. That is for us. That's our coaching information page. But at the same point, if you have team members who are not on there yet, anybody in our downline, please make a point in adding them. I challenged you guys last week and only had 6 people added. So I know there's a lot of you who are ignoring me and not doing it. Add your teams on there. This is how it's going to grow, how more of our team's going to get information, because when all of your coaches are on there, they're going to see the same information coming to them, and they're going to get the same information that you're getting. And you won't have to forward things or repeat things as much. Make sure all go through the list and make sure all your coaches are on there. And you can go through the list by clicking on View Members on Team Sparty, and you can see if all your, you know, pull up your downline report and have it on one page, and then look for their names on in the team, you know, in the team listing page when you click on View Members. If you don't see them, add their name. Right underneath the picture, little mini pictures of all of everybody, it says add friends to group. We have now approached, I think we're just a few coaches short of Team Sparty being 1,000 deep. And there's still only 156 members on the team page. A lot of people are not added. A lot. More than 3/4 of them are still not added. I'm gonna make a conscious effort today or tomorrow and go through my complete huge downline from all 3 centers to make sure everyone's added. I'm going to ask you guys to do the same. Guys, those are the 12 points that I really wanted to talk about tonight. Again, I'm going to give some kudos out to Josh for putting these things in such a very, you know, what I would call easy manner to go over. But guys, those are 12 important points that if you follow those things and do those simple things, your businesses will boom. Apologize for some of the coaches on the call that some of the things are elementary, but obviously if you have team on this call who's brand new, you appreciated what I just did. Because I just basically went over 12 things that your new coaches really need to understand. Again, next week we got Aaron Mathis. The week after we have Jeremy Redd. We are just about approaching 1 hour. I'm going to take the last 5 minutes for any questions, guys. Who wants to go first? Come on, 38 people on the call. No one's got a question? You guys are really going to let me get off that easy, huh? Comments? Who's going to a Super Saturday event this Saturday?
Me.
And
that's for prospects, too, for Saturday?
Yes.
Oh.
You have a prospect, bring him, because I'm going to do a biz op, probably like I did in Frankenmuth after. I'm going to do a mini one, depending how many, if there's a large number, I'm just going to pull the slideshow right up on the computer and we'll go through it. If there's a small, we want to have some one-on-one, we can definitely do that. But yes, bring prospects.
Especially Spanish-speaking prospects.
Yes, good point. For those of you that don't know, Beachbody is now officially launched in Spanish. So for those of you people that have family members in Mexico or Spanish-speaking period, Beachbody has just launched in Spanish. We now have Spanish versions of our website. Spanish Shakeology page, Spanish Team Beachbody page. I haven't actually pulled them up. Has anybody tested it today? Did you do it, Ron?
I haven't. I asked Coach Relations where to find the link for Spanish. I'm still not seeing it yet.
You're breaking up, Ron. Say that one more time.
I called Coach Relations. They offered Coach Relations in Spanish.
Yeah. You know, for those Spanish-speaking coaches on the call, please take advantage of this. This is huge. That just means that Beachbody has just opened up to another country. We now have the ability to sign up Spanish. Go ahead. Someone just say something? We now have the ability to sign up Spanish-speaking coaches. People in Mexico can now sign up. There's going to be several meetings over the next several weeks posted in the back office for webinars and conference calls talking about this. So if anybody in the call, forgive me for picking on you. Anita, do you have a big background with Spanish speaking?
Yes, I do.
So you might be one of our go-to people for Team Sparty for anybody that we have. I don't speak Spanish, so, you know, I may be coming to you for some help maybe sometime.
Okay.
You know, and this is a big opportunity for you if you have family overseas, you know, like I do. I have a big one. I'm already starting to put some feelers out there. My mom is full blood, and that's why I said I'm ashamed I don't speak it, Anita. But my mom's full blood Mexican. She's from Zacatecas, Mexico. A lot of family members over there still. So I'm going to start really pushing this with my family over there. You know, I encourage you to do the same thing, Anita. Ron, you're in Orlando, the mini Spanish-speaking capital of the world. So,
yeah.
You know, you probably have a line in the, you know, line to several people that you had in mind. You know, people, anybody on the call from Texas, that's a big opportunity for you as well. You know, Spanish speaking is now open, and more importantly, anybody that you talk to about this has family overseas, that's a great opportunity for them to build a huge downline for people in Mexico and almost be kind of considered a founding coach for their Mexican team. I mean, really kind of look at this, that you're almost considering becoming a founding coach now that you're, you know, opening it up to Mexico and building a team from across the border. So I would encourage you to get into the back office, you know, anybody who's really interested in this, and playing with your websites in Spanish. There's some documentation on the right side in Breaking Coach News. As I get more information, I'm going to start really plugging into this. I'm so glad you brought that up, Ron. I'm going to start posting it in Team Sparty. I'm going to for instance, find how to pull up my Spanish version of my websites. Now I'm going to post my pages in Team Sparty. All you guys will have to do is change the username to you, and you'll be able to do the same thing and start taking notes of this stuff and sending it to your Spanish-speaking prospects. P90X, Insanity, 10-Minute Trainer, several programs are already now available in the coach store in Spanish, so you can watch Tony yell at you in Spanish. Sean T. Turbo Fire's in the works right now, but you're going to see all these programs convert to Spanish-speaking versions here in the upcoming weeks. The rumor is by the end of the year, we're hopefully going to have England and start to open the opportunity up in Europe too. Now, a lot of people are going to ask me, when is Canada? When is Canada? Because all of us, tons of us, have people that are in Canada that are anxious for this. I have a list of about 50 people. But it's nowhere in the works anytime soon because of Canadian regulations on their supplements. So can't give you a date. Don't know yet. Just tell the people. Beachbody is doing everything they can to work with your government to get it over there as quickly as possible.
So Jeff, just to clarify then, we cannot sell or they cannot purchase from out of the country like in Canada or Germany or anything like that then?
Not true. Canada, I have several Canadian customers. They can buy. But what happens is, Fred, is they go to basically a duty house, and they have to go pick them up from a duty house and pay some additional, I would call, like tax levies to pull them out. I have a Shakeology customer who basically has been on Shakeology Home Direct, and he pays about an extra $40 for his Shakeology to pull it out because he believes in it that much. The way you can determine where people can buy stuff for you, when you go to your shop page and you click on country, that shows all the countries that are available in.
Gotcha.
So just go to the store and just simulate an order, and then where it says ship to, click on the country thing, and that shows you everything that they're, you know, I think it's Canada, all of the U.S. territories, the United States, I think Mexico is in there. So we've been able to ship to those things for our products if people are willing to, you know, pay the additional duty tax. But there's an agreement, obviously, with Mexico now that makes it easier with everything opening up. But Canada is still an option, Fred. It's just they have to understand their own rules.
So what about, like, Europe, like Germany and...
Nope, that's not in there. I'm just looking through them right now, and I don't see any European countries in there right now.
Okay.
I actually had a coach of mine, and I don't think she's on the call, Karina, who had, I think she had one of her coaches going over there for business, and she had a friend that wanted P90X that was over there, living over there, an American, and she just took it with her in her baggage to get it over there.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure that there's probably a eBay version of for Europe and everywhere else, and there's probably people buying it through that way, but I would imagine the shipping's outrageous.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you want to know where Beachbody ships to, all you got to do is go into the store, simulate an order, and click on the ship to side and pull down the country list, and you'll see.
Okay.
Any more questions, guys? Anything else I forgot about my leaders on the call? Okay, I'm going to close out, guys. I appreciate you calling. We had 39 people at one time, which is pretty good for a week where I had a lot of people that couldn't make it. Please encourage your coaches who couldn't come on to listen to the recording. I'm going to post it here right after the call. I think there's some really good information tonight. It might have been, like I said, a coaching 101 type session, but I think it was crucial that I went over this tonight because I get a lot of these questions from you guys every single day. And I just thought this would be a good opportunity to go over some good things tonight, especially for the new coaches on the line. For those new coaches on the line, do you guys find this to be beneficial, some things you learned tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Always feel free to answer Team Sparty, post them. And then next week we have Aaron Mathis. I think it's going to be an exciting call. Be on the call with us. And the week after we have Beachbody's own Jeremy Redd. And then don't forget about our Sunday night GSR for all new coaches, as well as our Tuesday night business opportunity. That's not getting a ton of attendance right now because it's so new. It's my newest call. But always know on Tuesday night I have a business opportunity call, which is just explaining the coaching opportunity. And that's open to any of you in your downline, even my adopted coaches, such as Charity and that. Feel free to come to that. If you have a prospect, I always post it in the team page. You'll see that posted probably Sunday or Monday night. It's always a go-to webinar because we're showing slides, and it's for anybody that has anybody interested in coaching, bring them there. And then when the call is all said and done, you follow up with them. That's your responsibility. But let me do the work.
Jeff?
Yeah.
For the recordings, where would we go to review those?
Yep, I'm going to post it in Team Sparty here in about 10 minutes. And what I was telling everybody at the very start, I just realized that I have access to recordings going back for the last year. So what I'm going to do is when I post the recording, I'm going to say, team call from 3, or from, what? Oh God, March, we're in April now. I'm going to put team call from 4-7-2011. I'm going to put the phone number, and I'm going to put the reference number you need to punch in when it asks for one, and this call will start playing for you. Did I answer your question? I don't know if she dropped or not.
Nope, I'm here, but yes, thank you.
Yep, I'm going to post. You have access to Team Sparty, right?
Yeah, but I gave up Facebook.
Is Katie?
Yes.
Okay, Katie, you got a pen?
Yeah, somewhere. Grab it.
I'm guessing this is going to be the reference number, but I'm not sure.
Okay, good.
It's going to be 1712-775-99.
Okay.
The recordings have a different end number, so it's 712-775-7199. It's going to ask you to enter an access code, and you are going to put in there, bear with me here. Hold on 1 second. I forgot you gave up Facebook for Lent, which I respect. That's awesome. I can't. I could never do that, man.
It's taking a toll on me.
I bet it is. I went in a week without it on the cruise, and I felt like Corn Holio and Beavis and Butthead. Okay, here. Bear with me. I'm just pulling it up.
Now, is this going to be a different access code per day, or is it the same access code and you can access any of them?
Yeah, what it's going to do, it's going to ask you for the phone number, which is 712-775-7199. It's going to ask you for an access code, which is the same number as this, 606-574-pound. And then it's going to ask you for a reference number. Now, if you hit pound, Katie, it's going to play them again. It's going to play the most recent call, this one.
Okay.
However, I think this is going to be labeled call number 10, so I think if you put in reference code 10-pound, it'll still play this call.
Okay. I'm just because I have school on Tuesdays, and I'm not going to be able to listen to these.
Yeah, well, Tuesday is the business opportunity call. That's not crucial for you to listen to unless you've got prospects.
Oh, okay.
But the calls that are beneficial, obviously, is this one on Thursdays and any GSR, you know, on Sunday night that you got coach members going to.
Okay.
Yeah, Tuesday is a business op call. So, like, if you meet somebody at school, Katie, interested in a coaching opportunity and wants to know more about it, you're going to tell them, hey, come to our call on Tuesday night. We have, you know, my Star Diamond coach explaining what this is all about.
Okay, and then Thursday is the one that I would follow up with.
Yeah, Thursday, this is our team call. You know,
okay.
And your little boyfriend over there is going to be running some of these calls here in the near future. We're going to be alternating as one of our leaders.
All righty.
Okay, guys, I'm going to get off the line here. We went a little bit long. You guys got any more questions, feel free to Facebook me, post them in Team Sparty. We've got a wide array of really great coaches willing to step up for me when I can't always get to the computer. And usually you can get your answer in Team Sparty within minutes. Oh, that's where that team page is so valuable. Post it, answer within minutes. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Thanks, Jeff.